Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts, and welcome to this wonderful new episode that's called Get Out of Your Own Way. And it's pretty self-explanatory, I think, but I'm still gonna do my best to explain it to you because that's what I do. Maybe I'll add some extras just for your entertainment. So get out of your own way. What do I mean by that? I think the path to success and to reaching our goals is not really linear. There are ups and downs, there are setbacks, and they are a part of life. And the thing is, we cannot control what's happening in the outside world and what other people do, what kind of situations we encounter, at least not always, and not even the quality of our surroundings at all times. So what I'm trying to say is there are many variables that we cannot control, but we can always control how we react and how we act. And it doesn't matter which area we're talking about. It could be business, could be finances, could be relationships, could be career-wise. I think that many people are oblivious to the fact that they hold the keys in their hands, because we all have the power to control our thoughts and our emotions and our reactions. And of course, our actions in the first place, but our reactions to what we encounter. And I think there is a delicate balance between staying true to ourselves, being who we are, and doing what's best for us. And that might sound counterintuitive, but I don't think we always do what's best for us because we stand in our own way. And that's where the episode title comes into play again. How do we know that we're standing in our own way? I think the biggest indicator that there is if we encounter similar situations over and over again. If a situation occurs once and you obviously have no control in it, that's just bad luck, so to say. Even though I don't believe in luck, but I think that's worth its own episode. But if that situation or a similar one keeps occurring over and over again, chances are you are allowing it to happen. You are not learning enough from the experiences that you've made before. I think we stand in our own way by refusing to learn, by refusing to see that, yes, we can't control what other people do, but we can always control how we act and react. And another big mistake is sticking to a set way of behavior without changing it. So that goes hand in hand. Not learning from what's happening and sticking to what we know instead of varying it and being flexible and changing it up. And I think in the long run, that's kind of dangerous because we can't do one thing over and over again while expecting different results. Someone said that is the definition of craziness. And I agree. I'm not preaching this from, you know, I'm so wise and I'm so knowledgeable and I have it all down. And I know what I'm talking about. I sort of know what I'm talking about because I have been in that situation and I am going through that situation in that I am learning through different experiences in different areas of my life that it's time for a change. And let's take my podcast, for example. I'm not really marketing it at all. I'm just recording episodes. And while I always say consistency is key, I reach a very low amount of people because I don't actively pursue marketing. So I'm just wondering why that is. And I think that I personally am that type of person who likes to hide to a certain extent. Sometimes I like attention and I like being in the spotlight too, but oftentimes I like to hide and I like to stay in the background. Also, emotion-wise, when it comes to my relationships. On the one hand, I'm a very open-minded person, but I am not an open person, so to say. So when it comes to feelings, when it comes to sharing openly what's on my mind, I tend to hold back. And that's, for example, something I want to change. And I think it's something that's standing in my way when it comes to relationships, especially when it comes to love. And also career-wise, because my work can stand for itself because I'm a designer, but sometimes you need explanation and you need sufficient support, and I catch myself not standing up for my work and myself enough. And that's maybe a theme in my life that I'm just now realizing as I'm talking about this, is that I'm not standing up for myself enough. I'm that type of person who says it's fine when it's not really fine. And I think there is a very fine balance between being understanding and supportive on the one hand and being too naive and someone that people take advantage of. So you definitely don't want to be someone people take advantage of. My perspective and my experiences are just an example for how self-sabotage and standing in your own way can look like. So I encourage you to dive deep into your life and yourself and the way that you experience situations and observe your life from a different perspective, you know, from a kind of meta perspective where you take a look at the different situations that replay in your life and in your experience. And then you can kind of dismantle your responsibility in that. Because I think the worst thing is if we pity ourselves too much and if we think that we're helpless, because that's a victim mentality. And the worst thing that you can have is a victim mentality because it blocks you from everything, basically. It stops your progress. It makes you sad and depressed, and it creates a level of stuckness that is hard to overcome unless you change your mindset. And your mindset should always be a growth mindset. I came across this quote on Instagram and I had to share it to my story immediately. It's by J.B. Copeland and it says, "Growth will also feel like your breaking point. Don't get discouraged." So I want to end this episode on that note because sometimes you feel like you can't really go on, that life sucks, that you've had a big setback, and you're allowed to feel all that. But it's all about your reaction. Do you allow it to knock you down for good? Or do you get back up on your feet and keep walking? It's up to you. And this was your free pep talk for today. I really, really hope you enjoyed this. If you did, you can rate my podcast wherever you're listening. That would be a dream. You can also subscribe and recommend this to someone you know. That would also be amazing. I keep repeating myself, but I think I have to say all these things for people who tune in for the first time or people who are indecisive about whether they want to subscribe or not. And I just have to reiterate as a small creator that, yes, I need your support, and rating my podcast is one way to show your support. So thank you so much in advance. I really hope you'll tune in soon. I will have a new episode ready 5 minutes after midnight on Thursday. Yeah, I'll catch you then. Bye.